This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Juventus top of Serie A, 10 games unbeaten, very good at home. In fact, I don't think they've lost a competitive game at home since April 2013. And
46 games it is. Amazing home record.
Nice. they take on a Dortmund side who we know about. They've had problems this year. They were bottom of the league for a long time. Although things are starting to look up for them. Three straight wins. They're no longer bottom of the Bundesliga. It's a test, though, isn't it, this against a very, very solid Juventus team?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the fact that they're 14-5 is probably might attract a few people in. Those football hipsters who still can't give up their love of Borussia Dortmund from a few years ago might be tempted in on the 14-5. I'm not so sure, to be honest with you. You're right, you know, they have pulled themselves off the relegation battle. 3 points clear now after three straight wins. They've scored 10 goals and conceded four in that little run. The conceding four is the worry, obviously.
Yeah.
Juve, as we've just demonstrated, great at home. They've conceded five in seven, the last seven in Serie A. They let in two against Olympiacos, so I can see Dortmund getting on the score sheet here. They're not as watertight at the back as you know you would imagine. But I think I'm just struggling whether to go for the win for Juve or the draw. They've both got such good players. I mean, Pogba's playing fantastically well at the minute, scoring goals, being lauded by everyone even more than he has been in the past. Obviously Tevez, you know, is still in great form, will shine on the big stage as well. I want to have both teams to score in my bet. I just can't quite decide whether to go to Juve or go for the draw. But given the fact that Borussia Dortmund have only just arrested that bad form, I think I'm edging towards Juventus on the outrights. The problem is that they were brilliant in the Champions League, even when they were terrible at home in the Bundesliga. They were great in the group stages. It was only until they'd qualified that they stopped winning games. Obviously, Arsenal beat them, didn't they? And they had the draw before that. But up until that point, I thought they were brilliant. As you can probably tell, I'm hedging my bets on the outrights between Juve and the draw. So my main bet in this, because I do think Dortmund will score, is going to be Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Did we watch him in the pub? I don't know if we watched it once. I can't remember if I was out of you or DK. But we watched him rip Arsenal to bits in that first game they played in the group stages. He's 21-10 to score any time in this game. Like I say, Juve do concede goals. He's got four in his last three. Scored in the group stages of the Champions League. I think, you know, if you're looking to... I think they'll sit in. I think they'll try and defend. I think they'll try and hit Juve with pace. And he's got that in abundance. He's got a finish on him. The only thing he hasn't got is a pronounceable surname. Aubameyang.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 21. I like that. That's my favourite bet of the match. 21-10 for him to score at any time in the game. I think that's decent. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd go for that. I mean, to be fair, Paul Pogba's 2-1. He's been scoring goals recently as well for Juve. Mm. He's been in good nick of late. So he might be one that you like to have a look at. But, you know, I think Dortmund can get an away goal here. And he'd be my man to get it.
Yeah, I agree. On my notes, I had Aubameyang and Royce.
Yeah.
If there were odds against, maybe consider have a look at one of those two for Dortmund.
Yeah. Immobile, I suppose, going back to Italy.
Yeah.
A bit of a mug bet. But I'm not.
Well,
you know,
good mug bet, don't we?
Yeah, he hasn't played. I don't think he's been in the team recently, though, Immobile. So whether he plays or not, I'm not sure. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing this game. I think it'll be an absolute crack. I'm just waiting to see where Dortmund are and, you know, how far they have progressed, how much confidence they've picked up in those last three games.
It's difficult because that's the question, isn't it? How improved are Dortmund? And they were already, like you say, playing better football in the Champions League. First impressions, I thought 11-10 about a Juve team that's so solid at home. So it's quite a big price just on its own.
It's just that draw, isn't it?
Yeah.
Draw's just nagging away at me a little bit, because they are exceptionally impressive at home, you know. But, you know, they've won the last in Serie A, they won the last five straight. But before that, you know, they'd had a draw with Inter, they drew with Sampdoria, drew with Atletico Madrid in the Champions League. So, you know, they are. It's not like they're pounding everyone before them. The game against Olympiacos, I mentioned, they conceded two. They won it 3-2. So, you know, they did concede. They're not imperious at home, but they are a very good side, of course. I'm going to sit on the fence on the match betting. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I just wouldn't be with Dortmund.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.